But Zulu, if I have overwhelming support, why should I abandon the people? It's a contradiction to say people support you, but you should leave. Do you abandon people at the time when they need you most? Or you have to find a process whereby you hand over to the other leader at the appropriate time in a congress. That's what is done.
But has it crossed your mind to pass on the baton stick?
Look, I'm not immortal. I already have thought about what process will have to be involved. I know when I'm going to leave, but I'm not going to leave because people want to push you out, because people want to have a hostile takeover without the democratic considerations of the Congress. I think it will be like abandoning ship. And I'm not going to abandon ship because one person thinks that I should step down. And besides, I'm not going to abandon ship through letters, through statements, and through vile language.
But how free and fair is the party's road to the October Extraordinary Congress?
I want to assure you that everything will be done transparently, democratically, and I will personally supervise the process so that we don't have any residual complaints that may arise as it happened during the primary election.
There have been reports in Bulawayo province, for example, where we are told that some members want Mr. Gordon Moyo to be suspended. What is happening there?
First and foremost, Gordon Moyo is on leave, so how do you remove somebody on leave? Secondly, he was not at Mandela, so how do you associate him with the renewal group when he was not there? I find this ridiculous to associate me with the fact that I'm actually trying to undermine my own vice president. So the so-called suspension or intended suspension has no merit, and it's not strategic to do that kind of thing.
After your Congress, what is the MDC going to do to ensure a free and fair election come 2018?
We don't want a repeat of another rigged election again. And so there are demands for the implementation of reforms that we have been calling for. Information of the ballot, voting procedures, role of the military, NICUV, and all these we experienced during the last election. And also I must say that as far as we are concerned, we will take a stand evaluating the conditions then and say, is it feasible for us to engage in such a futile exercise? Because what we want is for the people to have faith in the ballot. And if we destroy that, then we have destroyed the basis of any democracy in the country.
What is the roadmap like? Because some of the issues were not solved when you were actually in government.
We'll be ensuring that we are dealing with these issues. At the moment, they are asking for names to the commissions, including the Electoral Commission, Human Rights Commission, Corruption Commission, but also to ensure that the voters' role is clean, to make sure that the media is opened up, to make sure that the military is not involved.
We have seen people like Samuel Spepakomo coming out and saying that rigging would only be 10% of the problem and 90% was our fault.
Everyone, including Buya Jaya Warikuchire, know that this election was rigged. That's why the comment by BT was negatively received throughout the country when he said, oh, ZANU-PF won the election because they had a good message. Spepakomo is part of that ilk of that group, which wants to think that things went wrong because of leadership.
But in retrospect, is there anything you feel you could have done differently?
We never ran a very perfect campaign. We ran one of the most important campaigns, effective campaigns. I addressed the 63 rallies during the campaign, and they were massively attended. No one in their right mind thought that we would lose this election.
What is your take on the Grand Coalition? We have heard from Professor Ngube saying that he does not want you.
Well, for me, I'll say I wish them well. I can tell you this is a group of failed politicians who are just motivated by Andy Tsvangirai sentiment, not Andy Mugabe sentiment. If you think that you can remove Mugabe by uniting small groups, then you are dreaming. 0 + 0 = 0. The best way forward is for these guys to swallow their pride and say, let's go and accept the call by President Tsvangirai for a bigger tent. Let's build one movement that is strong enough to provide challenge to ZANU-PF.